Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a Mayo man is vying for your vote after he found himself representing Ireland in the first ever Mullet Swiss Cup. The 26-year-old from Shrewl in County Mayo, currently living in Switzerland, and hopes to be successful to go on to represent his country at the European Mullet Championships. Trevor Hyland joins me on the line now. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Brendan. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I was trying to imagine, looking at your photograph with your mullet, what your voice would be like. It's much more dulcet than I imagined. You have a deeper, stronger voice. How are you?
I'm good.
So tell me this. You're representing Ireland, the first ever Mullet Swiss Cup. So how did this come about?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny story. I've been living in Switzerland now for a year, and I was running a half marathon in a place called Martigny. It's down south near the border with Italy. And while I was just after I finished running it, this Swiss fella came over to me, and he started hysterically speaking in French to me, pointing at my hair. I had no idea what he was saying. So I haven't spoken French in so long. So eventually then his girlfriend realized I couldn't speak French, and she translated it, and she basically said, there's a mullet competition happening here in September, and you look perfect for it. Honestly, I thought they were joking. I didn't believe them at first, but he showed me a picture of the bottle, and as soon as I saw the guy, I was like, wow, I actually do look like him.
You do. You look like
I was just growing the mullet for fun, and then it's just kind of spiraled from there.
Okay, so we have to get into it then. Have you always had a mullet, or when did you start growing your mullet?
No, I started growing it in about January or February this year.
We have a fast-growing mullet.
I have fast-growing hair.
You're like a girl's world just coming out of you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Then that happened in May then, when I heard about the competition, so then I kind of really committed to the mullet.
I'm looking at a picture of your mullet. It's a particularly fetching mullet. It's a very, very angled, very styled mullet. It's a good mullet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have to give credit to Kieran Colby, in Autonomy Hair Studios, because he's the one that did the... So I told him what I wanted, and he's the one that just created it. I think I spent about 2 or 3 hours on the chair, and he was styling it.
He also
did the photography. It was amazing. I remember just leaving the place. I told him I was going out meeting the lads at the pub. And he was like, just stay away from open flames, because I think he used a full can of hairspray.
Not that that's funny, but it is kind of funny. It's 3 or 4 hours. You'd have a Pearman highlights at that stage. My goodness.
Oh, God, the whole works.
So you came home from Switzerland for your sister's wedding, and they all got a bit of a shock, but they didn't notice your mullet at first, did they?
No, yeah, it was... We see.
The haircut that keeps on giving. It's so entertaining.
Oh, no, it was like wearing a white dress to a wedding, honestly. I'd signed up for the competition, and I thought, I'm not going to tell anyone at home because it just sounds so ridiculous. But then, it's like I was saying, my mate, Kieran Colliffe, he's such a good barber. I was like, I can only really trust him to get the right cut, right style and photo. So I was coming back for the wedding. It was 2 days before I got the hair styled and all that, got the photo taken. No one knew, only my brother knew, and he was laughing away. But eventually then the day before the wedding, I arrived there, and, you know, they're setting up everything and everyone's running around, you know, pure panic. So no one just noticed. I was kind of slipping under the radar. And it was only then when we sat down for dinner that evening, my mother looked up at me. She's like, that's an interesting haircut.
So describe the hairstyle and colour for the radio listener, because, you know, they only have our voices. So just describe what it looks like, and I'll try and back you up.
You might be able to describe it better than I know. It was Owen Colligan, actually. He said it's like 5 haircuts on the one head. So it's kind of like, it's a ginger. I'm a ginger. I was always told.
You're a honey blonde.
I'm a honey blonde. Well, growing up, I used to tell people I was strawberry blonde. But,
yeah, you're a honey blonde.
They still bullied me. So it's really, really straightened. And it's a fringe just going over my eyebrow. And it's a perfect line going around the side, almost like a bowl cut. And at the very back, then it's very long down to my neck. And it curls at the very back.
Okay. So it is four haircuts in one. Why have one curly cut when you can have four?
Exactly.
So you have bangs at the front, you have an angular thing at the side, I've seen that, and then it's long at the back. So it's a kind of a very, very stylized mullet, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's really just, that was the idea. We wanted kind of something almost cartoony, something that really
stood out,
stood out, and I think we did it.
And has a nice shine. My dad used to have a joke. He used to say, can I have a hole here, can I have it long at the back, can I have a short at the front? And the barber would say, well, I can't do that. He said, but that's what you did the last time. But tell me this now. First of all, there's a picture of you and there's a picture of the bottle of the iced tea product. And you do look like the illustration on the front of that with the mullet. It's a side profile of a man's head with a mullet. And you do actually kind of resemble the illustration, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what everyone keeps telling me over here. And so, like, they set up the whole competition. So I'm sure people haven't heard of it. It's called Mullet Hard Iced Tea. And it's basically an iced tea beer. It's like 4.2%. So it's the same as a lager you'd buy in a pub. And basically, they're kind of looking for their promotion guy, like their hype man, I suppose.
You could be the face of it.
Their dust man from Simpsons.
You could be the face of it. You know the way all the supermodels do the Peroni ads because they do it for free because it's a global. This could be a global campaign. This could be the new. This could be a whole new career for you.
You never know. You never know.
Literally riding your mullet to the stars. Amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you win if you win the competition?
Yeah, sure. So the main thing you win, and the reason I signed up, it sounds terrible, was you get a year's supply off the beer. So that was enough for me to sign up. But also, you basically win Switzerland's, you win regionals, I suppose. And then you can enter into the European Mullet Championship, which is in France next year. And then I don't know after that. I don't know if there's a world mullet competition.
And you'll be paraded on the streets, is that correct?
Yeah. So the winner is like, so it's done by community vote for September. And the winner of the community vote will be paraded. We will be on stage basically for the day. And then they have specific judges for other competitions as well. Kind of, it's like a second competition. So they'll also be judging on the day on October 6th.
So this just could be, it's a bit of crack that could end up being actually a bit of travel and a bit of fun for you. But I believe people, I absolutely love this. Who came up with this name for you? The Fresh Prince of Bell Mullet.
I don't know. It was someone, because so Lad Bible Ireland posted it, and someone commented. I don't know who it was, but it's a brilliant comment.
10 out of 10. Can we brilliant. Call you the Fresh Prince of Bell Mullet now? I think that should be your tag name.
I'll happily take it.
So you're in Switzerland, 26. What's going on in Switzerland? What a beautiful country you live in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I always wanted to travel. And so many people moved to Australia, but I thought Switzerland, you can get home so much easier. You know, it's just a 2-hour flight back to Dublin. I'm just living by the border near Italy.
Oh, wow, fab. Okay, so tell people how they can vote for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. So the link is in my profile. You can just Google Swiss Mullet Cup. The link is in my profile. Sorry?
Go on, sorry. In your profile on Instagram, is it?
Yeah, the one Highlander, or even just, I'd say if you just Google me, you'll find it. And basically you click in, and the main thing is people are getting confused, is you have to select 5 people to vote. So you just have to select me and 4 other people, and then click OK, enter your email, done. So you can enter, so one email per vote, but if you have loads of emails, you can make a few votes for me.
So we're asking people to vote for you, right? We want you to win this.
Yeah.
We want to have you back with the cup, I think. And the cup
that
you can put on your head.
I believe so.
This is exciting. Listen, who knew you were going to be so sound as well, Trevor Hyland? I'm delighted for you. I really hope you win. So if people want to vote, they just look at Google Swiss Mullet Cup and they'll find you.
Exactly, yeah. If you look up, I know the website is in French, but yeah, if you can try and navigate your way through it. Otherwise, find me on Instagram or The Lad Bible Ireland, they have a link to it as well. So we don't know, they're not telling us basically who's winning and who's losing, but I was at one of the refs yesterday and I was pestering her and she finally told me I'm in fourth.
Oh, okay.
And I believe I'm 300 or 400 votes away from first.
Okay, listeners, so let's get the Fresh Prince of Bell mullet to number one.
Yes, yes.
Well, you got my vote, that's for sure. And hopefully we'll be talking to you and we'll be crying through your fringe with the cup and your new illustration. Yeah. Brilliant. Listen, Fresh Prince of Bell mullet.
No, and if I do win, I'll definitely send a few crates.
It's your favourite party. No, we won't take priority. Thank you very much. But Trevor Hyland, best of luck and thank you so much and enjoy Switzerland. Talk to you soon. Let's take a break.
Email oliver@rte.ie.